Blog Talk Radio.
Song ever.
You know what?
I will cut both of you. I will cut the both of you.
Bitch, don't make me come through this phone at you.
I will cut the both of you. I can't find my chair.
You do sound like shit.
Oh, I know how to ask you nothing.
I'm just saying. You told me you did, but I didn't believe you. But now I believe you.
Lawn in your
I don't know. I can't. Oh, there it is.
Actually, you sound kind of sexy, like you got a porn voice going on.
Shut up, whore.
Nice.
I'm the floozy. Nice. Remember? No, wait. What the hell am I? I'm the hussy. I forget. I don't remember.
I'm going to stand back here behind y'all so I can watch y'all, because y'all look like y'all up to something.
We are up to something. All right, let me introduce the show.
Is it a day of the week? Then yes.
Yes, exactly. Is it a day that ends in Y?
Boom.
All right. Are you making fun of us?
I'm liking the synchronized leg crossing.
Oh, yeah. Because right. We're awesome. All right. It is, it's Tuesday, right? It is Tuesday.
It is two of the day. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just here.
Girl, let me tell you. It is Tuesday.
Okay. You know what? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We can hold on. Hold that thought. It's Tuesday. It's May 7th, 2013. Oh, shit. My brother's birthday is coming up. Oh, anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Yes, it is Pixinista. It's time for your favorite Pixel Fashionistas, because we are the baddest bitches up in this hizzle, and we know it.
I love how you just throw it together every week.
I just make up shit as I go along. It's great. I'm Snow White.
Bam. Bam.
Yeah, that's right. Do it, girl. Work. I'm Snow White. Yeah, all right, that's good enough about me. And we also have Corey / Gaming Adrix, who currently sounds like a porn star.
No, I sound
she
like a
does.
Porn star.
She
smokes.
Does. I was wondering what the hell was going on there. But
I sound like a porn star. Why does girl showing up all her stuff on the screen?
I don't know. You guys.
There we go. Because I wanted to turn on shadows. Because, man, Corey is working it over there. And
she isn't she?
Shadows.
She's like, oh, like, bam, pose, bam, pose, bam.
Oh, y'all want me to give it to y'all again? Y'all want me to give it to y'all again? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Boom.
Do it, girl. Do it! We also have a redheaded stepchild up in the hizzle. Ginger
yeah.
rocks, because yeah. she does rock very much so. Hi, Ginger.
Yay! Hi.
I had links to our topic, but Firefox decided to go kaboom.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I gotta fix my mesh.
Yeah, the top and the bottom are not.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, it's not exactly matching, so.
There's no top and bottom. That's all one piece, bitch.
I meant the top of it and the bottom of it aren't exactly matching. They aren't the same fucking size. The top's too big. The bottom's too small.
There is no top and bottom. It's just a dress.
Would you listen to what I'm part of the mesh? The top part of the mesh is too big for your top area.
Yes.
And the bottom part of your mesh is too small for your bottom area.
Thank you.
That's because I'm wearing the wrong size.
Okay. Bless you.
I wear the wrong size.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking if you go up a size, then your top's going to be even bigger. But
No. My other size.
Listen to her. Listen.
I know, right? She's got the whole sex voice going on, man. You're going to have the guys
she's like,
going,
she's like, I'm wearing the wrong size.
It's fuck you.
I've got the wrong size on. Hotness.
Look at it. You ain't right. You ain't right. Okay.
When are we ever right?
I am going to be giggling about this the entire time. Oh, gosh. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about punk fashion.
And I would like to direct everyone's attention to Miss Ginger, who is the only one sporting punk fashion, because it's not my taste in fashion.
Well, it's not even that it's not my taste. I just couldn't find any proper punk. I was on the marketplace all
taste.
Day.
And I will not spend money on something that I will not wear again. So
well, I will totally wear it. I already had the skirt. And the socks I'd had, but the top is new, but it was like 15 London, so.
Your style is bordering on being punkish anyway.
Yeah. Mine is a little more gothic, and then Corey is like haute couture.
She's very much haute couture.
How we came about this lovely topic is Ginger was watching the Met Gala. Gala. I don't know why. I think I've bitten her. I'm the bug that bit.
I don't know. Anyways, I came across the Met Gala last night, and the Met Gala was all about punk and punk fashion. And I was like, awesome. I can't wait to see what people are going to come out with. And especially, you know, all these big stars, you know, because they've got so much money to spend on this. And then, I got Windows. I did something new to my computer. I'm a little confused about it. But anyways, I went and I was looking at what they were wearing last night, and let me see if I can actually pull that up. It was not cute at all. It was very, very not punk. I mean, there was like flowers and
crowns. Can't wear flowers.
I got one you can show in a minute from Pop Sugar, the punk, the one that was named Punk Queen, but she's a. And I like what she's wearing. Let's get to your part. I gotta say, my voice is just hating me. Stop it.
Yeah, you do. Because
what they had on last night was
real good. That's Madonna, isn't it?
No, that is not Madonna.
Honey, that's Madonna.
That is not Madonna.
The one you
that is true
inside,
Madonna.
That is Madonna.
That is Madonna. Yes, that is Madonna, and she killed it last night.
Gosh, she looks amazing. God damn. Of course, she has her scary arms covered up, because those arms are scary. But God damn, she is working, girl.
I'm gonna let you are. Why did I think that was somewhere else? Yeah, she's almost 60.
That girl is a damn woman. Work it. And that's all punk right there, from the chain, the belt, the jacket, ripped up tights. Even the hairdo is punk. You go, girl. Like it.
I'm glad she darkened her hair back up. But where was we going with that?
Well, right now we're going with Ginger is having technical difficulties, but she's working on it.
Please stand by. Now here's what I told Ginger is we were going to mesh the two because she really wanted to talk about the Met Gala. So I said we could find some stuff in Second Life that kind of matches.
Mm-hmm.
So let me show y'all what I managed to find, ironically very similar to what Madonna had on, already on the marketplace. But it is labeled as grunge, which just tells you people don't even know clothing genres properly. Very similar. Very similar.
Yeah, that's not grunge, that's punk.
Yeah. So kind of close to what she has on. I'm wondering, is this going to catch on in Second Life? I think some of the other... Some of the more fashion-forward designers will be doing some more. You know what? I'm looking through this, and you know what? All of them are a little confused. Some of this stuff is definitely not punk.
No. No, not at all. I mean, like, Cameron Diaz? All right, so you had a spiked belt. That purple blueberry
thing
is not punk.
That is a dash of 80s punk. With some 70s mixed in.
That's more to me. this screams her trying to be futuristic and not punk because of the drape, because of the bold colors, because of the slick back hairdo, and even the belt. It does not even come close to being punk. It's too shiny. It's gold. Most of the time you see punk people wearing silver. It's the spikes are too long. That's futuristic to me. That's not punk at all.
Well, you know what I think would have made it punk? Take that fucking drape off for one. Put you some gloves on. She could have had on some nice purple fishnet gloves and just a few rips in them.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do something crazy. Put a giant safety pin in the back of your hair, Chi.
Maybe yeah. Wear some big boots instead of the little flimsy
yes.
high heels.
A boot with a gold big-ass spike on the front would have just
yeah.
set that shit off when she got out of the car.
Well,
like,
if you got to wear that gold belt, at least make all your metal match.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, cause seriously, some of what these chicks are wearing was just not. And then whoever this is, I think it's Nina Dobrev. It's in the dark. I love.
Well, we can't see anything.
We can't see it yet, honey.
Other, yeah.
Y'all can't.
Okay, there it is. Okay, the black gown, but the long black gown?
Yeah, the black gown. That, while I'm not too fond of her hair, because that's not really all punk, or her jewelry, that gown, had she done something more with the hair, maybe something more daring with the makeup, totally would have been punk.
I don't think it's punk enough. That right there
so
screams, that's a whole other...
That looks... Okay, this is
that looks
maybe
more grunge.
This is where my brain is. This looks more BDSM to me.
Well, yeah, that too. It does. It looks more BDSM, less punk. There's no... It's too clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whatever the hell this was Katy Perry was wearing was... No. No. Was that her wedding dress? Because she got married, like, on the back of an elephant or some crap like that.
I would not doubt if Katy Perry actually took her wedding dress and made it into something else, and frankly, I completely would appreciate that. And that is not punk. That is like
crazy Katy Perry style.
Yeah, that's like costume gaudy crap going on.
I kind of like it. I like that gaudy crazy shit.
Of course you like it. Cause that's your thing.
Jennifer Goodwin, I liked where she was going with this dress. I really do like
see it yet. Hang on. You remember, we're behind you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have
it. Here we
are. The...
Oh,
okay.
See. Okay, no.
That's
I
little,
like the hair. Love the hair. Love
the makeup.
The makeup. Yes.
Makeup is punk. She didn't get dirty enough. They don't have... The punk... Part of the punk thing is stuff that's ripped. It looks like you just picked it up and put it on.
Yes. What I was about to say is, had they torn the bottom of that dress to make it kind of shaggy?
Oh, yeah.
Or something?
Bam.
You know what actually
yeah.
would... Okay, this is what I'm envisioning.
Torn tight? Ugh.
Well, this is what I'm envisioning with the hair, okay? Have the dress above the knees, ragged bottom, okay? You can even make a designer dress that way. You can make a designer dress look ragged without tearing up the material. So you have a ragged bottom. You have fishnets on underneath, torn fishnets with big-ass combat boots. And maybe some gloves on, okay, with tears in the gloves. And maybe a wristband, like a black leather wristband with, like, the metal... things on it. I can't think of the word. Have that on there. You know, you don't have to do a lot. Just that little bit right there, dude, that'd have been like punk all the way. But the hair and that makeup, love it. Love it.
Yeah, but some of these other girls, as I'm just flipping through here, just no. None of this is punk. This is not
that's
punk.
Crazy Poison Ivy shit she got on over there.
That's not punk. That's like glam. That's not even... That's not punk at all. There's nothing about
that.
But
you know what I think that bothers me the most is a lot of these women. Okay, Madonna, obviously, she's been around, and she understood when they said punk, she came with it. Some of these women, Cameron Diaz, you are old enough to know what punk is. You're ridiculous.
I know, right?
I could see some of the younger people may have been a little, you know, you weren't around. That's like me trying to dress like I'm from the 40s. I'm obviously going to throw some other things on that may not necessarily go. But if you were actually born when this was in style, and we're not talking about a baby, you have no business.
Sienna Miller and, is it Sienna?
Yeah.
Sienna Miller and Tom Sturridge?
Yeah.
They hit it. That is very that much is grunge,
punk.
Prom. That is very much grunge.
Well, no, can't be grunge. Can't no grunge and punk.
Well,
no,
not grunge, but punk. Sorry, punk.
But see,
punk.
In
punk
this
prom.
Picture, they're not the dirty punk. This is when punks dress up. But they still hit it, though.
Yeah.
Like, they still embodied punk,
But
just
clean. Look at his safety pins on his lapel.
It still looks a little off. And like with her hair, she still looks a little off, and the jacket still looks a little off. It doesn't look like it really belongs to the dress, but it's still punkish. And I like the little dip in the front of her dress. It looks like it was actually torn from this angle.
Yeah,
it looks like it was torn to be like that, and it doesn't look like it was there naturally.
I like how his jacket is kind of off, and it looks. It may be. Well, I don't think it's because she's holding him, because it should be pulled the other way. So his jacket's even off.
I just skipped over Beyonce. Beyonce, that was a big fail.
Beyonce, that is not punk. That is some crap. Bitch, what were you wearing?
I'm sorry. What the hell is that?
What genre is?
What
was?
I don't know.
What the hell is Sarah Jessica Parker wearing?
She's got some kind of weird foo-foo crown
Well, that's Sarah Jessica Parker. You know,
I don't care. What the hell?
You know she was going to do it. Okay, the girl standing next to her, she's almost there.
I love shoes. God damn it.
The shoes are spot on. The veil is even spot on if it was ripped. But the dress is what kind of messes it up.
Now, this dress, I love the whole chain dress thing right here. This, while it's still too pretty and I don't like the hair, had she done something else with the hair, made it look dirtier?
Maybe some wild makeup. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
One side on the eye. Just one side done.
The side that's not covered by the hair? Hell
yeah. She could have just done one eye. She don't even have to do the lips. Just one eye. Crazy that line all the way back to the hairline would have just set it up.
Kristen Stewart from the neck up. You got it, chick. From the neck down. What the hell was this?
What is that?
I can't see it. Hang on. I'm lagged behind you.
Hold on.
Is that Grandma's closet that she wearing? Did she go with her grandma's closet?
Fuck. No, see, and this trips me out. And the reason this trips me out is I have seen her
dress punk before.
Yes. What the hell, Kristen Stewart? Seriously?
I know, but this? And everybody's, just totally talking about how awesome she did for the punk. And I'm like,
mm-mm.
Were any of y'all alive during the 80s?
No. I mean, this may have been in the 80s, but this sure as fuck is not punk.
No.
This
was
not
80s.
No. This is feudal Japan or something. I don't know.
There we go. I had to skip ahead to this one. Hold on. Not this one. She's hot, by the way. But no, not her.
Here we go.
Come on. One more. Come on.
What the hell was Kim Kardashian wearing? What the hell
there
was
that? There we go. That's who
Hang
I was
on. For. Whoa, she looks like a couch. I'm sorry.
I know, right?
No,
I was going for romantic punk. Romantic punk, my ass. This is not romantic punk.
She's covered. Okay. Hold on. Back up. I am not knocking her for being pregnant. Don't even think that. I love pregnant women. However, when you're pregnant, you cannot wear certain things.
So
okay?
It's like you just a big old blob of nothing.
Exactly. She is covered literally from her neck to her feet. In
girl,
this god awful pattern.
Let me tell you, this is what I don't get. Okay, Kim K is known for some fierce ass.
Yes,
I would have expected her
pregnant body.
Yes, I would have come with a little boost. You had to push the boobs up. The girls would have been out, and she could have just got some crinoline, just layers of it all around her, and just ripped the fuck up.
She's so
and a little sideways crown.
Gorgeous.
She's fucking glowing. Look at that. Look at the skin.
Yes.
Her
but
skin
this outfit.
Gorgeous, but
this
that,
outfit.
Honey, seriously, it looks like a pattern you got off of a couch. I'm not even kidding. That was my first.
I totally would have been rocking that bump out. I would have had like a low riding skirt. I would have had a top that went kind of up over the belly, kind of ripped grunge.
That's
dirty,
what I think.
Not really
she
grunge. Dirty looking.
She could have put. I would have had a floor length because she's known for the heels. It wouldn't have been not floor length, just right above the heel, just layers of it. Just like when I come in, you're like, good God, where the fuck is all that material going? It'd have been all just torn up, ripped. Like I just got attacked by dogs, and I'd have pushed the girls up because this is the only time, girl, you're gonna be able to rock them.
No kidding, right? She's got some massive boobs anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
She should have pushed them up and just I'd have bustier them bitches out, and I'd have had me a crown made out of my safety pins, just tilt to the side, and it'd have spelled K on the top. If I was Kardashian, what were you doing? This was the time you're supposed to bring it.
I know. It's one of those, please. I mean, I understand that Kanye West has got a whole fashion line. This is not one of his.
No.
He's looking. You know what his facial expression is saying?
I cannot believe
it. Dress.
Okay. Yes. His facial expression is, you had
she
to wear it.
She is terrified of her pregnant body, and she shouldn't be. She's beautiful.
She is absolutely
gorgeous.
And you know, it actually does piss me off, and I have to go off on this rant. You'll have to excuse me. It pisses pisses me off to no end that people in fashion magazines and people in, quote, fashion all over the world are ripping her for gaining weight. Guess what, motherfuckers? She's carrying a human inside
like
of her.
She's 5'1".
Yeah.
She put on 10 pounds, 5'1".
She's carrying a human inside of her. What the fuck do you think's gonna happen?
Like she's only, she says something like she's only put on like 20 pounds or something like that.
Well, she's short.
Good
she's
for
short.
A lot of women.
Yeah, it's because she's short. There's not a lot of places for the weight to go.
No, she doesn't carry.
But again, she's carrying a human inside of her. What the hell did you think was gonna happen?
I mean, some people carry weight gain around nicely, but hers is all in her belly and her boobs because she's fucking pregnant.
Yes.
She's making tiny a baby.
And she's short. There's nothing else. There's nowhere else for it to go.
I know, right?
Oh, there's another place for it to go, I can tell you.
And people are just giving her so much hell. And that the only thing I want to give her hell about is her choice in clothing.
Yes.
She has, since that bump has started showing, been trying to hide it and cover herself up from head to toe in all kinds of drapey, ugly things. And it's like, stop it. Stop
you know what? She needs to sit down with her sister, who's already had a baby, and actually come out with a line of maternity clothes. I was expecting that. I was like, oh man, Kim's gonna get pregnant. The maternity clothes gonna get sick. No, you're doing couches. What the hell is that? What is it? We don't need no furniture, Kim.
Yes, exactly.
We got enough furniture. What we need is fashion for pregnant women, because pregnant women are fucking gorgeous. They need to be able to show off. And what the hell is this?
This is Nicole Richie that had a little bit too much spray tan going on, and...
Well, that might not be spray tan. You know, she's biracial. She just tends to spray tan the opposite direction, so this might be her natural skin color.
The thing is, the hair. The hair
is gray. She tried to pull a Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah, so it's making her skin tone look darker. This is not a flattering color on you, Nicole.
She looks orange.
Yes, this is not...
And that's why
like
I thought it was spray tan, because she looks orange right now. Because, like, you'd see the bottom of her chin and her cheek, her nose area, is paler than around the top of her forehead area.
Normal.
Well, actually, that's pretty normal, because if you're out in the sun with your hair pulled back, guess what gets burnt first?
Well, here's... The only person that can pull that color off is Kelly Osbourne. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah. And she is like the ultimate punk. You know what? Was she there? I want to see.
I have not seen any pictures of her.
Well, they did their E Thing Sunday talking about it. So I don't know if she was there. I only caught pieces of it.
Yeah.
And hello to them over there, because they watch us for some reason. I don't know why. Hello to you E people. And they got hacked over the weekend too.
What? All right, well, I'm going to skip to some punky fashion that I found.
Please do, because I'm so tired of all these fails. Get us to some good stuff.
Look.
Girl, we got some... I had to go through some more pictures. I see some people that are dressed goth. They're Edward Scissorhands, but they're not the Edward Scissorhands punk. It's just...
Yeah. You know why I was messaging you at like 12:30 last night? What the fuck are these people wearing?
I wasn't looking. What is wrong with Kim K? Every picture I see of her, she's wearing some old crazy shit. What are you doing, Kim?
She was covered to the fucking fingernails in that shit. She had
I
glued
it out of that. You could see it when she had her hand on Kanye West's chest. It was like neck to toe.
Just gets worse. She got on this other little black dress. I cannot understand why she's doing this.
Gorgeous, Kim. What the fuck are you thinking? Seriously. Oh, it just makes me so angry that people give her such a hard time. And what the hell?
You see what she's wearing there? That's and stop it. You still need to define your waist. You need to find your waist, and it's above the belly, honey.
Yes.
Get you a belt and define it and start pushing
yes.
the girls up.
I
Let
know,
them out.
She is
and you know what? Honestly, if all she did here was add a white belt to it, or even a red belt to go with that red stem on the flower, if that's all she did with like a red belt with a white buckle on the front to bring all the colors together, that would make this look
so much better
if you put it right above the belly.
And one of the things that I'm finding as I'm reading, she is shopping, somebody made fun of her for it. She's been getting a lot of these from plus size shops. She's not getting them from maternity lines. And so she ends up, because she's pregnant, she's not fat, so the clothes don't fit her correctly.
Like they're supposed to, because pregnant clothes are cut differently to accommodate the belly,
yes.
whereas the clothes for the bigger women are made to accommodate
that,
body.
That totally explains why her clothes always look like they don't fit, because they don't.
They don't. They're made for bigger women, and she is like in the, she must be in the state of frame, in the mind, I can't think of what I was going to say, that she thinks she's fat right now. You're not. You're beautiful.
You're not. You're pregnant.
You're big,
you are gorgeous.
Pregnant. You're okay? Growing a life in that belly.
Jeez Louise.
You are making
okay.
a miracle.
Let me talk. Kim, let me talk to you. I have to buy plus size clothes. Okay? Now, let me tell you. If a girl has to wear plus size clothes, it's not just because she has a big belly. It's because she's big all over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That means we're plus size all over, not just in the belly. If you're pregnant, if you're big just in the belly, i.e. pregnant, okay, you need to buy clothes that are cut specifically for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You will
yes.
look so much better. You'll feel better because you won't feel like a sausage packed in there.
I can tell y'all. I at first was wearing bigger clothes because I had some things that my mother had left behind that I liked. That my mother is not necessarily was a big woman. She's just taller than me. She's 5'8". I'm 5'1". And so I would try to wear her clothes. You know, my first when I started to get bigger, and they don't look good. When I went to, ironically, Isaac Mizrahi has a very nice maternity line, and it's at Target for those of you who are pixinistas who are carrying babies, and it is fierce. I kept my shirt. That's how much I love this shirt. It is a pinstripe black and white shirt with gold pinstripes run through, and black pants. Honey, let me tell you, when I put that on for the first time, I was like, okay, I see what's up with the maternity clothes, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. I was
yeah.
all like, damn, I look hot. Perfectly cut. Had me some nice pants, again, cut to accommodate the belly. I thought they looked stupid, but keep in mind, Kim, nobody's going to see the part where they have it made for your belly. All they're going to see is the pants and whatever
mm-hmm.
shirt or whatever skirt, but it's cut so that it can accommodate the belly. Instead of looking, like Snow said, you look like you're stuffed into something because it's not made for that. It's not made for maternity. It's made for women who have different body types because they're bigger girls. This is not working for you. You are ruining the. You're not gonna get to go through this again, honey. Enjoy it. Eat your cake,
mm-hmm.
and get you some maternity clothes. I didn't wear shoes my last month, by the way, because my feet got too big. Your feet also.
Let me. You know what? I just kind of want to expand on this whole clothes that fit thing. This goes for everyone.
Yeah.
Of any size, you will look terrible. If you buy clothes that are not meant for your body shape or
right.
are not cut for you.
And not
okay?
your size even.
Yeah,
not
even your size. I tend to wear stuff that's too big for me. So guess what? I look bad. I look worse than I normally do, than I really do, because I wear stuff that's bigger. Okay? Because
mm-hmm.
in my head I'm like, oh, if I wear something bigger, then, you know, I'll look smaller. No.
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 Okay? You need to wear stuff that's your size, that's cut to you, that fits your body shape. Okay? Clothes are never one size fits all. I don't care what the tag says. It is never one size fits all. Ever. You have
no,
to get the style that suits you.
No, ma'am.
No. All right, well, I have to show off this Star Wars kind of punky looking geek punk is what they're calling it. Corset shirt.
That is cute.
Wait a minute. You know what? You and I go look for stuff and we always come up with the same thing.
I really like that, actually. I don't like the yellow.
I had the exact same thing open. I was getting ready to paste it. Then I look. I was like, hey, that looks familiar.
I love the lace in the back.
I would like a different color.
Well, they're kind of going to match with the Star Wars there, I guess.
Yeah, but you can, like, pull in red to match the lightsabers.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess you could.
I like
it either way. I think it's...
Okay,
awesome.
Let me show you since I have to skip to my accessories, I have to accessorize.
You and your accessories.
All right, you give me a link for your accessories.
Okay, this is a geek punk scarf.
That's my kind of scarf.
I like it.
That is awesome.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, okay, you guys watch in, and by the way, I should have said this at the beginning, we're actually on Twitch TV, you can go to GamingAtrix.com, and you can actually find a link on there to click, you'll see Twitch TV, you're able to see what we're talking about, you can actually also view other episodes of us on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/GamingAtrix_GGR, so you can actually find us there, you can actually see what we're talking about. Right now, the scarf that Corey put up is absolutely fantabulous, I love it.
Plutonium, nitrogen, potassium.
And guess what that's spelled out, boys
punk.
And girls, if you know your periodic table.
Punk.
That
yes,
is just awesome.
Yes.
Look at you and your Superfly setup. What is with the
I have no idea what's going on. I'm working on it. There we go. We're having issues tonight. Yeah.
I can't find my little cheat sheets and stuff. I'm like, where is all? What is
another Star Wars top? Look, she put little. I don't even know what the hell those are. That little metal.
Your screen is like all wonky. What's going on?
It.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, we're having issues, technical difficulties.
Please don't mind.
Yeah, I finally set it up for SLI tonight in my screen.
Oh, now I
like Red Cross All 3. So.
I like that one. I like it because it's not just yellow. It's got the red in there, too. I love the adjustable straps for those bigger boobed girls like me.
Yes. Yes, totally.
What you trying to say?
I'm saying I got big boobs. That's what I'm saying.
What you trying to say? You trying to say I don't have big boobs?
Yes.
And, you know, she's kind of got the whole the bobbed bangs going on right now, which everybody seems to like, the whole rockabilly style.
Mm-hmm. By the way, does not work on all your faces, so if you can't. Like me, it would not work on me.
I have to do an asymmetrical bang. Always goes from
I have
long
to do like a long
on the side.
Side swept, or I look really stupid.
Yeah, I have to go from short to long across the eye. I'm one of those Veronica Lake. If you guys don't know who Veronica Lake is, especially you girls, you need to. Veronica Lake was the epitome of sexy during her time with the peekaboo eye. That's where that Jessica Rabbit gets it from. If you know who Jessica Rabbit is.
Oh yes,
yeah,
girl.
But yeah, I have to. That's the kind of bangs I have to have.
Where
it's
not
just covering
bad. I was just drawn that way.
And this is SmarmyClothes.com.
Smarmy?
She makes a lot of punk and geek.
That is actually cute. Oh, I love that. Oh.
Okay, see, now that, if I found that to wear.
I like that. I like that. That's awesome.
I'm making that later. Go back to that dress.
It's like a little Flintstone thing going on up there.
Oh, it's a rotator?
Yeah, it's on its own little rotator.
You give me that link. I'm making that link.
No, I know what that is. Oh, my God. That's from Nightmare Before Christmas, and there it has Red Riding Hood. And
if I'm going to wear punk.
Well, that's punk right there. I like that.
It's gothy. It's punky. But I would wear those for real, actually.
It's also nerdy because all of us nerds know Nightmare Before Christmas.
Dude, yes.
Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah.
What is
that? That red and black one is what I'm digging.
Yeah, that's hot. That's some hot shit right there.
I
love that. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Totally.
I had Ginger in the high register before the show, by the way. I found her a steampunk keyboard.
Oh, shit. I bet she did go in the high register.
I couldn't hear it, but I knew in my head. I heard, oh, my God.
Yes. Damn it. I can't seem to pull up this outfit.
Wait now, I got the ultimate. While you're doing that, I got the ultimate geek chic punk.
What you got?
Going to attempt to make this dress in Second Life, and it was a little daunting. I could not finish it, and it was before I saw this on Pinterest. This is how they like to put together the looks. Okay, so geek chic punk, and we don't have a Pinterest board for this week, by the way, y'all, because I did not get to set it up for the show. Crazy folks, stay with me, boys. Stay with me.
That is, I like that. And I'm not really like the Hello Kitty fan, but that's cute. I don't really like pink either, but that's cute.
I love that. Yeah. I will be liking that. Thank you.
Let me make y'all laugh. I went to see my Nana this morning, and she comes out in her slippers. And guess what was on the slippers?
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Oh, my God.
Pink Hello's Kitty. I said, Nana, what are you doing with those? She says, I love me some Hello Kitty. I don't know what you're looking at before.
That is adorable.
She's almost 80 years old.
I gotta click on what's above this. Oh, it's not going to. God, I want that.
What? Hold on.
We gotta catch up. Girl.
We gotta catch up. Calm down.
Breathe,
please. It hasn't slipped for me yet. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I know. It's so slow. I think.
Oh my God, that is so sexy.
I would wear the hell out of that during the winter.
It reminds me of Gimli from Lord of the Rings.
Yes, that's exactly who that's supposed to be.
Wait now, okay, for our Middle Eastern Indian girls that want to get down with the punk, but you know you got to wear your hijab. Go ahead and just show them that. You get to go ahead and wear that. I love that right there. I love that.
That is awesome. Oh my God, you rock that, girl.
Look, she got the safety pins.
Oh, look at that. Her nose is pierced and all.
Well, see, nose pierced is part of their culture anyway, so I like that she just kind of incorporated it into... I love that she did that.
And I would like to apologize for any words that we heinously misspell.
That is awesome. I fully approve of that. I think that's amazing.
That is, you know what, that is a way to show your individuality.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And still pay homage to your culture.
That is.
This is the one that I wanted to show off here. Kind of punkish, totally geeky, if you know your internet memes. The Nyan Cat Pop-Tart skirt.
Oh.
You know,
that
I'm
is so loud.
Over that theme. I am so over that meme. I really am.
Which one?
It's Nyan Cat. Like, it looks like a cat, a Pop-Tart cat going, like, flying across the sky and pooping out a rainbow.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I love it.
Mm-mm.
I would wear it.
I scratched myself. I just want y'all to know.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened.
I need to cut my nails. This is the first time I let my nails grow out this long in probably like years.
And as I was searching Punk and Geek, I came across Clockwork Zero, who makes steampunk and cyberpunk jewelry and accessories.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Hey.
Yeah, let me pull up this Auxiliary Magazine photo shoot if I can get it to go. Come on. I clicked
He's
on you.
He's adorable. He's not really hot. That guy is adorable. Like, there's a difference between hot and adorable to me. He's adorable.
Well, Facebook is being all like, I don't want to show you this. So.
Okay. Well, let me just share this because just so we can get Ginger back up in the high register.
Oh, God. Why do you do this to me?
Because I can't talk today, so I have to make her scream and all out.
Oh, steampunk Iron Man.
Oh, my God. I'm about to go in the high register myself. I'm trying to hold back.
You like steampunk Iron
Man?
I love it. It is so awesome. He's like with this. Oh, my God. I just love Iron Man so much. And he's just, I'm just, oh, I'm like a fangirl. Okay.
That is awesome right there. I cannot imagine how much that must weigh that he's wearing.
Oh,
right,
you know what? Actually, I don't think it weighed much at all. It doesn't look like it's a heavy metal that it was made of.
A guy cannot walk up to me wearing this because I'd just be like, jump and catch, just legs all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
And I said I was going to bring some APB stuff I've been meaning to, so I pulled it up from the website when it gets over there. Goth Schoolgirl Pack. They've got a new clothing pack, gear pack. Goth Schoolgirl Pack comes with the schoolgirl skirt,
okay.
The
schoolgirl,
tight.
No. Let me jump in here, coming from a goth girl. Okay? First of all, the shoes, punk. The tights, punk. The skirt and the top, not even close to being gothic. The gloves, punk. The hair, more having to do with role play fetish than goth.
Exactly. But I identified it as punk more than goth.
Yeah, that is absolutely more punk than goth. And actually, this has more of a... It doesn't even match. I mean, there's nothing here matching. It doesn't look good. It's not designed correctly. It looks like a man made it to me. And this has to do more with...
Guys,
yeah.
Gamer First for APB.
Thank you. That's what I said. And this looks more like it was made for some sort of sick role play than anything. I mean, really.
The girls are guys in a smaller body with the wide shoulders, no hips.
Mm-hmm.
They did give them boobs.
Obviously, that's what men focus on.
It's definitely men dressing these people. They don't have a girl.
Men dressing these people.
Because, I mean, even the way they walk, the way they stand, it's all a guy AO. They have no girls over there saying, hey, this is not how a girl would stand. This is not how a girl would run. It's not how a girl would walk.
I mean, even if you take the most butch woman in the world, and you set her to walking beside a man, I can guarantee there's going to be subtle differences that you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know why? It's because physiologically speaking, we are different. We are built differently.
Well, their hip bones can't do the whole rotation thing like ours. That's why they can't quite get it done. You can always tell when it's a guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We are physiologically different, to get scientific on you, okay? Our skeletal and muscular systems have differences in them that don't let us move in exactly the same way.
We can do the that's why we are belly dancers. You ever see a male belly dancer? Nope.
It is not. Nope. I've seen them try.
They can't do it, not the way we can. Mm-hmm. They can't isolate and just do the hip.
Yep.
Yes, and I'm doing it right now.
Mystery Girl. No, how about these Rebel Mesh heavy leather boots? These are Second Life. These are mesh.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I don't really like them.
I do.
No.
They need to make
wear
a hat.
As a girl, but as a guy, those are...
As a guy, they look feminine.
I just don't really like those. I mean, I have boots. I have my own boots in real life. They come up to my knees. You know, they have the lace at the front, and then they have the zipper on the side because, you know, it's a bitch to lace those things up over and over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. Especially because they come up to my knees. And they have the, like, 4 to 5 inch platform heels. I mean, Corey, you've seen me wear them, right? Haven't you seen
me? Yes, I have. And you remember mine?
Yes, yours are
dead,
too.
Dead.
What? What happened to them?
Like some mud and somebody's butt. I just did.
Luckily, mine are easy to clean because, you know, they're like the faux leather.
Now, my wooden ones, the ones with the wooden, because I have some that would those be punk, huh? Anybody?
I don't know. Depends on what they look like.
They're platforms, but the platforms are not rubber on the bottom. They're wooden, like wood. As in, if I kick you, you're going to keel over. I've kicked me with them before, and they hurt. but they come up like mid-calf, and they mine lace up. Yeah, but the bottom are wood. Maybe if I figure out where they are, I may take a picture and put those up tomorrow to remind you all. You should have been listening to Pixinista.
Yeah.
You should be listening. But I've had those for years. I bought them, I don't know where I bought them, 9 West or somewhere. Yeah.
I don't know. Corvus put out this skirt.
Yeah, that's the one I just showed you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one is actually pretty punk. I like that one. I do.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
Rebel. We need some Billy Idol up in here.
Yeah, we do. I'm trying to see if we have any punkish on the...
We got nothing.
We're leaving in like 4 minutes, right?
Yeah, we have time enough for one more if you want to do one more.
I can just scroll through pictures. I pulled up Cyberpunk Jewelry. And this is what I found. Cyberpunk Jewelry.
Oh, wait. This one might do.
Which is all very, very interesting. I like the circuit boards.
I kind of do, but some of that kind of looks like a spider. It's freaking me out.
You know what's funny is it's almost very hard for people to actually identify what is punk, and which pretty much people, it's easy. If it's messy, it looks messed up. You just take something and just get it dirty, and it's not the same as grunge.
No.
Okay? They're two very distinct things when you look at them. Grunge is, you know, I can't even put my finger on it, I guess, because I'm
grunge is less, okay, I hate to say it, but punk is a little more feminine. It's like a dirty feminine. And then grunge is a little more dirty masculine. That's the difference
that's
is to me.
Good.
That's how I kind of separated in my head. That's is grunge good. Is more of the, like, the plaid shirts and the big baggy jeans and the, you know, and just like the really kind of, almost looks like a, well, that's a horrible way to put it. It's a more messy masculine look to me. A punk is more messy feminine, because even punk guys tend to look
a little feminine
with, like, the skinny jeans on and the tight shirts and that kind of thing.
You are absolutely right. That's a very good assessment.
Well, thank you.
That's very, very good. I didn't think of it that way, and I want those slipping goggles.
Yes. Aren't they awesome? Okay, and that noise, boys and girls, means that the show's over. You want to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey.
Yes.
And then on Thursday, we're going to have our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. That's right. Thursday night is when we really get crazy. And trust me, we do tend to get a little crazy.
There's going to be more women talk, because there's, I mean, this women in games industry thing.
Oh, geez.
We're up to around 2,000 views.
Oh.
I didn't check today.
I think we're winning, though. I'm fairly sure we're winning.
Oh, we already won. It's our page.
Yeah, so you can expect more bitching, more probably going in the high register and not in a good way. So, so favorite us if you like us, and favorite if you don't. Remember, you can go to GameAndEdrix.com, and you can hit that little link on there to go to Twitch TV. You can see our previous episodes, or you can find us on blogtalkradio.com/GamerGirlsRadio. We're everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I mean, God, we're everywhere. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. Here's with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on.
for today is if you're going to a punk-themed party, guess what you should be wearing? That's right, boys and girls. Something punk-themed. Get it right, people. Jeez.